This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Certain days, you're right, incredibly, incredibly predictable.
Yeah.
The Giants striking out a billion times.
Sure.
Not scoring any runs, and Aaron Judge hitting one over the fence in his first swing of the season.
Oh, my God.
Felt kind of predictable, didn't it?
Yeah.
Didn't it? Felt kind of predictable.
And who would have thought that maybe they should have approached it differently? Oh, that might have been me, who said, go ahead and square him up in the rib cage. Instead, oh, here's a cookie. Here's a cookie, Arson. Go ahead and hit this one out.
Can I ask you a legitimate question?
So weak,
dude. Can I ask you a legitimate question?
The worst way to start the season. Ask away, Mark. You know I'm already mad today.
Yeah, I know you are.
I'm trying to get over it.
I asked you a legitimate question.
Go ahead, Mark.
Because I've heard this in 100 places. Look did it earlier today on Twitter.
Thank you.
He is America's foremost social media performer, by the way.
I have him muted.
Matt Nahagian. He has
muted.
12 followers. You should check him out.
Wow.
Anyway, he did it too. And let's do this. Quick aside, because
sure.
There's a lot to say. Do you actually think that the right thing for the Giants to do was to throw at Aaron Judge in the first inning today?
Yes.
Like, for real now.
No, for real.
Not like, oh, this is sports radio.
No, for real.
And we're being fun. And we're fit. You actually think the Giants should throw the baseball at Aaron Judge today?
Yes.
Okay, why?
Let me ask you a question before I answer that.
Okay.
Do you think the right thing to do was to throw him a strike?
Well, I mean, Logan missed a spot.
Logan missed a spot.
I mean, the right
what
thing.
What happened when Logan missed a spot?
He didn't get him out. He was trying to get him out. Like,
yeah.
He struck him out the second time he came up. I mean, you have to, there has to be some sort of in between and allowance for that. Like, there
right.
are more than two outcomes. It's not hit Aaron or Aaron hits it over the fence.
You know what the in between is?
There are an infinite number.
Oh, don't even get me started with this
infinite
guy.
Number of outcomes.
Okay.
He's already on my list. On my hit
Let's
list.
Let's hear it. Let's go. Come on. I want to hear it. I'm here for it today.
You know what the in-between is? It's in between his shoulder blade and his hip bone.
No, but why?
That's the in-between.
But why?
Because he clowned you as an organization.
Oh,
he embarrassed your president of baseball ops.
That's such a joke.
He dragged your fan base through the mud. Fine.
That's
you may not agree. And you and I went to Linden thinking that, oh,
he actually did something wrong by choosing to stay with the Yankees?
He didn't do anything wrong.
Well, you dot him?
You would dot him because of what he did to your fan base.
Okay, let's hear 888-957-9570.
Let's throw him a strike. Throw him a cookie.
Were the Giants supposed to hit Aaron Judge today? Here's what I would say. Here's what I want to rant about today. The Giants made all kinds of mistakes today, but none of them had to do with the ball game. Okay?
Oh, they had a lot to do with the ball game.
No. They got it shoved up.
They cannot hit.
They got it shoved up their rear by Gerrit Cole. They looked awful. And it was one of 162, and I'm going to need more before I go there. But here's where I will go.
On pace to score zero runs this year.
They are. And on pace to, what's 16 times 162? What's 16? Hang on, I got my
times 162?
16.
I'll tell you right now. It's 162
16,
times 6 times 162, which is 972.
I got there quicker.
It's 23. It's 2362.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's 2592.
I was close.
They are...
Mr. Calculator.
I mean, my dad's a math teacher, and I never understood this.
Son of a math teacher.
Oh, I used to... And you know how kids, like...
You rush me.
You poke at the adults a little bit, and I'd sit there at the dinner table and be like, Why do you make kids take the test without the calculator? Why do you have to take the test? Well, because you need to know how to do it.
High school is different than grammar
but
school.
I going to be out in life where I need, right? Like I'm doing taxes and some accountant's going to break into my house. Not allowed to do it with a calculator.
What's 8 times 7?
You need to do it with your brain. No, I'm going to do it with a calculator. Anyway, quick aside. There we go. This is what actually bothered me about the Giants today. The Giants seem to have lost their heart. The Giants have lost their ability to be human. I think that
shout out the Tin Man.
Every fan is feeling that. Do you feel a connection with the organization right now? Do you feel seen? Do you feel heard? Is it the $9 beer, or are you just feeling sort of a disconnect? Here's why I think you're feeling a disconnect. You're feeling a disconnect because the entire organization is disconnected. Now, does the 26th spot on the roster matter? Maybe it doesn't matter to you. But let me tell you something that would matter to you in your job. If you worked your butt off and you worked up the chain within an organization and everyone's telling you, hey, that next job, that next opportunity, it's going to be yours. There's going to be an opening, and you've done the work, and you've shown that you're effective in your job, and this company will reward you. And you work your way up, and that moment comes. The day comes when you are supposed to be rewarded. And the company looks at you and goes, yeah, 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 you're going to be rewarded. You're going to be rewarded. And then at midnight,
right,
the day before they reward you, to go hire someone from 7 states away and send you right back to your cubicle without a raise. Bryce Johnson deserved to be on this team. If you wanted to send him down Saturday, send him down. But he hit .310 in spring training, his slash line well north of .800, and led all of Major League Baseball.
Spring training slash? Is that what we're doing?
Led all of Major League Baseball by going 12 for 12 in stolen bases. Mm. And is a switch-hitting outfielder. So I don't care who the Yankees and White Sox are going to throw at you in terms of pitchers.
Yeah, yeah.
He hits from both sides. And then you acquire Matt Beatty for cash considerations?
The Matt Beatty.
On opening day eve? Because you know him from your days with the Dodgers?
Uh-oh.
You do that?
Are you criticizing Farhan?
You do
for
that?
For already backfilling his roster?
Like, this isn't the problem. It's Bryce Johnson and Matt Beatty. This is emblematic of the bigger issue with the San Francisco Giants right now. Y'all have lost your human side. You're just completely disconnected, and it's why the fans, and by the way, a lot of employees, feel the way they do right now. The players see that. That's their brother, man. That's their brother. That is a clubhouse dynamic, and players do not like that when they watch you not reward people who deserve to be rewarded. That's the problem. 5-0.
Whatever,
you figure that out. What do you mean, whatever?
You and I are in...
Really?
You and I are in different camps.
Of all human beings I know... Hold on. Of all human beings I know, you, Grinder Dibley...
Yes.
You should identify with what I'm saying right now.
I do, but here's the way I look at it, because... To me, the bigger issue is what happened with Wisely and his family, because Brett Wisely was going to be on the team, and so his family was flying out to New York to see him in his debut, and then Wisely got sent down, and then Wisely got recalled.
Same thing!
No,
it's the same
subject.
But
it's a bigger issue with Wisely to me, because Wisely was going to actually make his debut, and it was going to be a cool thing for his family, and so... They didn't actually have Wisely up, and then he's down, and then he's back up. This is your guy, Farhan Zaidi, and what he does with the compost pile that is the Giants' 40-man roster. The bigger issue is the fact that you started the season and you faced a guy who basically gave you double middle fingers and you threw him a strike and he hit a home run. That's the biggest issue to me as a Giants fan.
That's interesting.
Aaron Judge told you, talk about micromanaging. Aaron Judge played you. Aaron Judge played you like a fiddle. Aaron Judge came out here. Aaron Judge coaxed you into getting his own team to give him $100 million more than what you wanted to offer. Aaron Judge played you like a clown. And then you faced him for the first time, and what did you do? Here you go, Aaron. Here's a cookie. Hit a home run against us because you got us in January. Go ahead and get us in March, AJ.
It's super fascinating that you're offended by that. What you just described.
Oh, I'm not offended. It just shows you where this organization is in terms of its toughness.
What you just described was every free agent ever in every sport.
No, not true.
Completely true.
Aaron Judge, they were all in on Aaron Judge, and then Aaron Judge said, oh, I'm staying in New York, and the Giants had egg on their face, whether or not you agree or not.
No, of course they didn't.
They did. What do the fan base think, Mark?
Dibs.
What do the fans think? Forget you and Farhan.
Dibs.
What do the fans think? The fans think that they got clowned.
Call it up. That's ridiculous.
Many fans who've texted me already today saying,
but that's ridiculous.
Of all the things, of all the ways to start the year.
You want to throw the ball at a guy because he's a free agent and didn't choose you?
Just once?
Do you understand the slippery slope you're asking for?
It's better to throw him a strike than he can hit over the fence.
Dibs, you're trying to get him out. You're telling me that every free agent that doesn't choose you now clowned you and we should throw at you?
There was one free agent. That didn't choose them.
No, there was not.
There was the one free agent you went after.
No, they went after tons of free agents.
Not like they went
absolutely.
After
absolutely. Should they dot? What's his name in Chicago? The guy, Seiya Suzuki. Were they supposed to dot him last year?
No, Seiya Suzuki. You didn't covet him the way you coveted Aaron Judge.
They did. They put a huge offer in front of him.
Seiya Suzuki had the opportunity to sign, and Seiya Suzuki said, "You know what? Your homeless situation's a problem. I'm not going there.
Yeah.
You went two shells deep for Aaron Judge, and he played you, and he drew you in, and he drew you in, and he drew the fans in, more importantly, and he said, I'm staying in New York. And then you faced him in the first inning.
What did Aaron do?
You faced him in the first inning, and you threw him a cookie, and he hit it over the fence.
This is one of the wildest takes I've ever
heard.
You think
I'm alone?
I don't care if you're alone. It's a ridiculous take.
It's Giants fans, bro.
It's a free agent who chose elsewhere. That's it. That's all it is. He drew the fans in. How?
Oh, the team drew the fans in. The team made it seem like we're going to get Aaron Judge.
Play the sound.
I don't need to play the sound, Mark.
How did they do that?
Because your GM, your president of baseball ops, doesn't speak.
He didn't speak
when they balked on Carlos Correa, and he didn't speak when they missed out on Aaron Judge.
I don't argue about this. This is in the weeds.
It's just you and I have a different approach.
It's wild to me.
You want to throw him a strike.
No, I want to get him out.
I want to hit him.
I want to get him out.
But they didn't get him out.
Yeah, but that's just
he hit 415.
That's your anger. What does that do?
No, it's no anger.
Puts him at first base. What does that do?
Well, he's not going to steal.
I don't even know what that does. What does it do?
It makes the Giants fan base feels good.
Okay. So that's
So
that's what we're doing here. Giants baseball, let's get into our anger.
What's their motto this year?
I just
their slogan is, hey, Giants baseball, we're not boring.
Well, actually, speaking of their slogan.
I want to get into
this. This is the other mistake that the Giants made before the game even started today. Check this out. You want to talk about marketing that, in my opinion, really went awry. I want you to listen closely to this campaign that the Giants posted on social media yesterday. Listen closely for the word that you, the fan, are peppered with. Take a listen.
Baseball is boring. Nah, man. You just got to look closer. There's nothing like that first crack of the echo through the park. Or the splash of the 97 splash hit. Nothing like throwing back a beer from Murph's with garlic fries and a side of double sundae shortstop double play. Boring. This is boring. Not. What's boring about watching Duvall warm up close? Rolling with Carl up back or getting caught in Logan's web? And the slides? So many slides.
Safe!
Wake up! You could be locking eyes with Lou. Or
that jaw.
Or making that, hey!
records broken, crazy crabs eaten, twins twinning, hair flowing, merch dropping, bubbles popping, kayaks crashing, gigantes chanting, bobbleheads bouncing. This isn't just baseball. This is Giants baseball, and there's nothing like it.
I'm not a huge marketing professional. I think what we do is related to it. I have tons of friends who do this stuff for a living. I really think that if you're marketing an entertainment product, you market it by telling everybody about your entertainment. The word boring is used four times in a 1 minute marketing campaign. That is a mistake. You're basically going to the fans and saying, I know you think we're boring, but let me convince you otherwise. So instead of, I'm going to get you excited about our product, instead of that, you're essentially trying to convince them that their current feeling is wrong, which also means you're giving into the idea that, hey, you've already decided we're boring. You know what? There's a lot of people who haven't. There are a lot of people, especially when you haven't even played yet. We haven't seen you yet. We have not seen you yet. So why are you already giving in to the idea that we're boring?
Right.
That is the lead. Like marketing 101 mistake, in my opinion.
To say what you're not. And then, by the way, when you talk about all the reasons why you're not boring, and you talk about a mascot and a slide and a sandwich and a view and kayaks and all the other things that aren't baseball, how about you, I don't know, promote your baseball product? Talk to me about David VR and Joey Bart, your great young catcher, and Blake Sable, who can play left, and he can catch, and Logan Webb, who is willing to throw strikes to stars on other teams. That's not boring.
It's interesting that you mentioned VR and Bart, who weren't even in the lineup.
Neither one?
So we're told, now I don't know what we're told about Bart. I mean, Bart is heading for James Wiseman and Trey Lanceville, which is major draft pick who you're showing us with your behavior that you're just not that into him. But David VR, you spent all spring saying this is our third baseman, and then the word from the beat writers today was, oh, yeah, no, he's still the main third baseman. But he runs kind of hot, apparently. Like, this was the word. Wilmer Flores is more chill than VR.
Ow.
So he could handle the Garrett Cole New York Yankee vibe maybe a little bit better than David VR. So that's why he's in the lineup today.
0-3.
Are you kidding?
Right.
Wait a minute. You're a baseball player, and you don't want to play in front of standing fans at Yankee Stadium on opening day?
Right.
Or you can't handle that? I mean, the other thing is, like, I don't know, it's the opening day lineup. Like, I still believe that that's a thing. So, in other words, put your analytics aside for a second. Don't you do this on opening day? Who are our guys? If this is your position,
yeah.
And I know the Giants and most teams don't do your position anymore. We've got 17 people who can catch. Great. Who's your main dude? Put him in the game on opening day. I don't care if he's hitting 220 against Cole and someone else is hitting 225. Just, it's opening day. Show your fans, these are our guys. This is who we're going to feature in each of these positions this year. Rock and roll. It's opening day.
For opening day.
That's still something to me.
This is my nine. And maybe it's because you and I are both a little bit older and it's antiquated, but you want to talk about baseball is not boring and their big campaign. Well, this game, even though it was only 2 hours and 32 minutes, this game was an example of why baseball actually is kind of boring. You had 32 strikeouts between the two teams. You had a grand total of 51 outs. 32 of them were not on balls that were put in play. The Giants had four hits. All four were singles. Cute little line drives. Other than that, this game featured two home runs, and it featured a base hit and a sac fly, and that was it. Other than that, it was a lot of pitcher, catcher, umpire. That's a problem.
I don't know if baseball players are going to need to be untrained, but the shift is not there anymore. So the idea was, well, now you can hit the ball through the holes again in the infield. But for 5 years, baseball players have been trained for the three outcomes.
Thank you.
Strikeout, walk, home run. and swing for the fences. And even though there's no shift, did the hitters look any different to you? What did we get? We got a couple of home runs and a ton of strikeouts.
Yeah.
And the Giants' only base runners early on were walks. That's all we got again.
Three walks, four hits for the Giants. It's seven base runners.
It's Little League. It's Little League. That's all it is. If you've got baseball players, and I do, I coach a team that is a bunch of nine-year-olds.
How you guys doing?
We're 1-1-1. Thank you for asking.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're 1-1-1 with a rainout. We're 1-1-1-1.
1-1-1-1.
If rainout was a column.
Nice.
Yeah, we got one win. We got one loss. We got one tie.
The tie.
I mean, we've got to go home. Little
League.
Yeah, you got to go home, man.
It's getting dark.
2 hours. It's dark.
Let's
go home.
Let's go home.
It's another. The other two teams are in the stands. They're waiting to take the field.
Right.
We out. It was a 0-0 tie, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Way more entertaining than today.
You're so Gabe Kapler. You really are.
I had to play the percentages.
Totally.
No, actually, it was an incredible
0-0.
0-0. And I think in the fourth or fifth inning, kind of the moment of the game, let's just say one of our players who is not the most athletic guy on our team was out in left field. Other team had runner at first and I think one out, and one of their great players, I mean, he got into one. And these are nine-year-olds. You hit a fly ball to the outfield, it's a home run.
It's extra bases.
Oh my gosh, you can run forever.
It's a 1 in 10 chance that little Timmy makes the play.
Little Timmy, and that's not his name.
It's fine. It is for the bit.
The glove went up.
No.
The head never moved.
No.
The ball went in the glove.
It stayed in the glove?
The place went bananas.
Oh, my God.
0-0 tie. Ball game. Ball game. Nobody ever came close to scoring ever again. It was hilarious.
It was coaching.
Completely. Totally. I took a total lap, and the kids carried me off the field. So I want to know,
nine of them.
Do they need to be untrained? Because y'all are still swinging the bat, at least today, the same way you are when the shift is in there. Now, listen, I'm going to give the pot. Two aces were thrown today.
Sure.
Gerrit Cole is a great.
Well, one ace.
Well, Logan is.
And one best pitcher for another team.
Fine. If you want to. Is Logan
He's no
Webb,
Gerrit Cole.
Is he actually a two who's hiding as a one?
Yes.
Maybe.
Yes.
He's no
Gerrit Cole.
These are very good pitchers.
Gerrit Cole is nasty. Shout out Janet Jackson.
Is Gerrit Cole. What's the contract on Gerrit Cole?
Dude, filthy.
Yeah, no, but what's the contract?
Like, probably $225 million for 5 years.
He is paid to be an absolute ace, and so
he's paid to be a guy who throws 100 miles an hour.
9 years, $324 million.
Yes,
that's what Gerrit Cole's being paid.
He is him.
So if he shoved it up your wahoo, then okay, then that's fine. I'm not gonna go crazy yet on the Giants' inability to hit, because as we were joking about earlier, the Yankees actually struck out at a higher clip than the Giants did today.
Yeah, they sure did.
They had 16 strikeouts in 8 innings.
God.
The Giants took 9 innings to get 16 strikeouts. But man,
there's a victory.
32 strikeouts? It's not good. It's not good.
No, and even though it's better that happened, 32 strikeouts in 2 hours and 33 as opposed to 3 hours and 3, I'll give you that, because the action or the lack of action was happening in a much more rapid clip. But this, to me, is baseball's ultimate problem. Pitchers are too much better than the average hitter. Even if it's like mediocre pitchers, because if you have a mediocre starter, and Logan Webb is not that. He's a great starter, and he made two mistakes. His one mistake was not throwing it at Aaron Judge, and you and I can debate about that, and we will all year long.
It's also Logan Webb. If you threw it at Aaron would have gotten out of the way.
He threw it at his face. Let's go.
You're such
dude.
A whack job.
You got a
sometimes.
Manager with tattoos on his knuckles, but we are going to pitch him away.
I love it. Come on, dude.
Act like you have tattoos on your hands.
Act like you have tattoos.
Let's go, tough guy.
Once again.
I have a perfectly groomed beard, and I'm sculpted, but we will pitch away because it's the gentlemanly
thing
to do.
And sometimes can execute an over-easy egg.
Dude.
This is who he is. The Giants were weak.
Today.
I know you.
Weak.
I know you, and I know that only 1% of what you're saying is you trying to poke the bear. You actually think what you're saying.
I do.
Which is crazy to me. I'll never understand it. I don't even know what hitting Aaron would do. Why would that make you feel better? He'll be over at first base.
So good.
Why?
Because he basically gave you
a bad baseball play.
He came to San Francisco duped you into it, and he gave you double middle fingers.
So offensive that he took a visit. He took a visit.
He duped you.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.